You know, Dr. Vogel's practice is all breast cancer. So everybody you see there, whether they're walking in with early stage or being rolled in ready for hospice, has breast cancer. And one lady that particularly inspired me was a lady that was working as a home health nurse. And she had had, I don't know if they did Gamma Knife or what, but she had had like three brain mets resected and yet kept on working and kept on trying to have a life. And I think the lesson, you know, when you're going through chemo, you're so focused on, you know, surviving and fighting and everything that cancer becomes your life. And then when the chemo's over, you got to realize, okay, cancer is not your life. And then you see people where it recurs, and, you know, if mine ever recurs, I hope to still have a life and not make cancer my life. So that I learned from them.
Any advice that you think you would give to someone who's kind of just starting down the path that you've already been?
Well, it really, really helped me to have something at the end to look forward to. Like my girlfriend's deciding they were going to take me to Paris, it gave us something to talk about and something to look forward to. And, you know, my patients knew, and they would bring me books and maps and tell me go to this restaurant. And, you know, it was, I kind of think that having that reward at the end of the tunnel, that helped me. And the other thing is accepting support. Like, I didn't need someone to drive me to chemotherapy and sit there with me. I could have done that. But they wanted to help, and they felt like they were doing something for me. And, you know, it was nice. I could snooze in the car on the way home. So accepting help and not trying to be too tough and maybe giving yourself something to look forward to at the end.
How many friends that went with you to Paris?
Four.
How was it?
Oh, it was fabulous. They paid my way. They wouldn't even let me tip anyone. They put us up in a fabulous hotel. The only thing, it was so soon after chemo that I was still, you know, retaining a lot of fluid and wearing wigs and, you know, didn't have the energy I would have liked, but I just ran around anyway until I collapsed. So we had a great time.